Welcome to Quickie Mysteries. Here's another case, pulled from the case files of Cordova Line, for you to test your wits against. This is Cordova Line, with the case I call The Scholarship. A friend of mine worked with a nonprofit that awarded scholarships to outstanding high school students of any nationality entering college. That batch of applicants from the graduating class of 2021 were all exemplary by any standard, so my friend asked me if I had an algorithm I could share for helping her choose only a select few for the next round. Quickly rifling through the stacks of applications on my friend's desk, there were applicants from cities as varied as San Francisco, California, to Bombay, India, according to the birth certificate copies included with the applications. Moreover, each applicant boasted perfect grades, as well as letters of recommendation from their schools and community leaders. I patted my friend on the shoulder and told her the only thing I knew. I told her that she could at least toss out one of the applications I saw, because that one was, obviously, fake. Let's take a step back. Do you know why I said that? I'll give you a moment to think about it before I explain. Okay, let's see if you figured it out. In the case of the scholarship, one of the applications I saw had a birth certificate copy that stated the applicant was born in Bombay, India. The thing was that the city of Bombay was officially renamed to Mumbai back in 1995. The fact that a birth certificate of an applicant from the graduating class of 2021 had the name for a particular city that was no longer in use as of 26 years prior, and so could not possibly be the birth certificate for a teenage high school student, was a red flag that I couldn't ignore. And it turned out that my hunch was correct. After tossing out that particular application by an obviously fake applicant, my friend used the same line of thinking to toss out other applications containing faked birth certificates, thus helping her select the applications fit for the next round. And that was the case I call The Scholarship. Come back again next time, and I'll share another case with you. See ya, fellow detective. Next time on Quickie Mysteries. One university event. One controversial foreign leader. And one thing that Cordova Line noticed that broke the case of the security check wide open. What did Cordova Line notice? Listen to the next episode of Quickie Mysteries wherever you get your podcasts, and see if you notice it, too.